Voter fraud is the latest buzzword these days, but to my mind, choice fraud is the real issue. For long before you even make it to the polling station, it's already been decided who you can vote for. You see, it was Ron Paul who inspired the real enthusiasm among millions of voters. But because the Jewish-owned media ignored him, most Americans barely even heard of Ron Paul. It's money and media that really counts in an election, and the Jews got plenty of both. Now, there are two major political blocks in Jewry that controls elections, the neocon bloc and the liberal bloc. Romney is controlled by the neocon bloc, with Sheldon Adelson and William Kristol his chief enablers. Obama is controlled by the liberal bloc, with Alan Solo and Alan Dershowitz his chief enablers. When Obama called for a freeze on Israeli settlements back in 2010, Alan Solo, as head of the presidents of major Jewish organizations, brought his buddies to the White House for a private little chat with the press.
Since President Obama's election in 2008, you have remained consistently a firm supporter of his, and at the same time, it doesn't mean you've endorsed everything.
Yes, that's correct, but there were times we criticized the administration in private.
Well, it's not hard to guess what they told Obama. Don't mess with Israel, or we'll put up your passport, college records, real birth certificate, and Larry Sinclair on 60 Minutes. The Prez changed his tune on the settlements real fast. And Obama's so-called snub of Netanyahu last month means nothing. AIPAC just praised Obama for his unbreakable bondage to Israel. And the American Jewish Committee's latest poll shows the Jews favoring Obama over Romney, 65% to 24%. And Alan Dershowitz, who the Jews simply adore, adores Obama even more. Alan just loves those values he shares with Obama. Bombs for Israel, abortion for women, marriage for homosexuals too.
You have said publicly now that you will vote for President Obama. How come?
I am a liberal Democrat. I am a Kennedy, Clinton, liberal Democrat. I generally vote Democrat. I hope to vote for Obama, but I must see whether or not he keeps his promise, which I assume he will, to make sure that we do not try to contain an uncontainable Iran, but rather prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. I will vote for the best candidate, the one who has the values that I support, which are generally liberal values. I care deeply about women's rights. I care deeply about the rights of people without regard to sexual orientation. I care deeply about the separation of church and state.
You see, it's the Jewish vote that really controls an election. I mean, money and media. And the Jews got plenty of both.